Coach, any positives taken from this game?
No, like the only positive is that we got out with no injuries. Like that's about, we got a lesson of hockey handed to us, and obviously they're a much more skilled hockey team than us, and bad decisions, bad turnovers, and you just can't do this against the great hockey players. You look at the Teravainen, Rantanen, Granlund, Kapanen. You look on two or three of their defensemen. Their speed was way too much for us. And on top of this, we complicated our game so much. I don't know if we were trying to be fancy or this, but one game to put behind us, and tomorrow let's have a good practice.
Was there enough emotions on the bench during the game?
Well, the emotion, we get down 3-0 right from the start. I feel very sorry for Gudlevskis. We left him alone. It's plain simple. Some of our players will have to be much better than what they are right now.
Do you think about goalie changes during the game?
No. It's a long tournament. It's sad. I will talk with Goody. It's not Goody's fault. I could have changed to give him a break, but he's a warrior. He's a very proud man, and I felt that it was the right thing to keep him in there. But at the same time, it was unfair because he didn't deserve this.
Some of guys played less, like Martin Skarsoms, and at the end, third period, young players had more time on ice. It was just to give them practice?
Yeah, for sure. And at the same time, we know the history of Martin Skarsoms and Zerin, so it was just a matter of, the game was over, so there was no sense risking injuries to those guys. And at the same time, young players like Razi and Rihal Bukats and Yev Palos, we're getting more ice time, to be able to play and compare yourselves to, NHL All-Stars player. I think it's a very valuable lesson. But overall, we got a lesson of hockey, for the entire team.
Tomorrow will be practice for everybody on ice.
Yeah, we'll see. It's long, and maybe Karsums will not be on the ice. I'll talk with Marty and. We'll see what's best.
Do you plan to stick with the lines you finished the game?
I don't know yet. That's a good question. Obviously, we need more from some key players. So, obviously, when you change your lines, it's because you need to create a spark. You need to create a little bit more. And, we need to roll up our sleeves and, go as a team.